Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Wow. Yes, yes.
Hello and welcome to the Abroad Japan podcast. Probably the best way of learning about life in Japan without actually being in Japan. I'm your host, Chris Broad, and we're joined by the naughty, the mischievous, Pete Donaldson.
I'm feeling a bit naughty. Feeling a bit,
I get so when I launch into a podcast, I'm ready to go. I do my serious voice. You do my serious 20-second intro. You compromise that with your little comment, your little remark. I don't even know what you said.
I said yes, yes.
You've derailed everything.
That's all it needed. Just yes, yes. How are you doing? What's going on? You listening to us in the bath?
I'm good.
Thoroughly wash your sexy body. What did you say in that? There's a clip where you thoroughly wash your...
There was a product I once bought. With some Japanese English on it, some weird Japanese English that said, thoroughly wash your manly body.
And to my surprise, I...
No.
Thoroughly wash your manly body.
There you go.
You've taken it out of a video and put it in a clip.
Thoroughly wash your manly body.
You have to. You have to do it every day.
What if you don't have a manly body?
I feel like I need to wash my manly body because I'm a bit dehydrated from running through the streets of London. I was a bit late tonight.
Oh,
usually, ladies
naughty.
And gentlemen, Pete Donaldson is the late one. I'd say 9 times out of 10, Pete Donaldson's late. He's always off in the doing someone or going to the gym.
I have trouble with legs. I have trouble with getting to places. I have trouble with public transport. That's the thing, though. You haven't got an excuse because public transport in Japan is excellent. And in London, it is a shit show, so to speak.
Well, that's my excuse, then.
That is
the train
excuse,
was late, wasn't it? Even though it wasn't, I was just late.
Left me shoe on the track, didn't I? That's a reference from last week's podcast.
Speaking of last week's podcast, before we get into the swing of things, for those of you that listened last week, I did have a book that I found in the back of my cupboard.
Ooh.
With messages from students. When I finished teaching English after 3 years, in my last month, I received literally hundreds of messages and letters from students saying goodbye to me. Many of them were happy to see me go, probably.
Mm. Probably every last one of them displaying a handle on English. Less than firm.
Well, I found this book for the English club, the English club members of the school. It says, thank you, Chris. Arigato. It's got a picture of Dryman.
Yeah.
Thought I'd read out some extracts.
I mean, bearing in mind, so just to pressy on what happened last week, we read passages from this book, and this is all the level of English that Chris has instilled in these young... future captains of industry.
Let this be an example of how good I was at teaching them English. Dear Chris, thank you for teaching English. English, I think that it wasn't like a little, but still not good. Once you master the English language, I want to go travel. To that, and I will do my best study in the future. See you again, Takeshi. It sounds like a rap taking hold there. English, I think that it wasn't like a little, but still not good. Once you master the English,
It is like one of those London poets, those kind of beat poets you get.
Maybe I should have taught them how to rap. Because then I could have gone hand in hand with my beatboxing.
Very musical, isn't it?
Dear Chris, you thought all games was very interesting. I was active with you and was very fun. I wish you many successes. Good luck. Thank you, Takahashi.
That's good. Another Takahashi. They're all called
you
Takahashi.
Thought all games was very interesting. I think all games was very interesting. Let there be no doubt of that, Takahashi.
What games did you think were interesting?
Chess, Scrabble, Monopoly, the Crocodile Dentist game.
Yes!
Yeah.
We talked about that last week as well, didn't we?
Somebody's written, this is good, Chris. Hi, Chris, how are you? Maybe that's like she's wrote that so future me would answer the question.
Well, answer it, how are you?
Dehydrated. I need to wash my manly body. Your lesson was very easy to understand. I wished to speak English well like you. Thank you so much. See you again.
That's good. See, that whatever nom de plume you gave that person, whoever the original person was, they've done well there, whoever it is.
Well, what tends to happen, to be fair, this is quite good. You know, they've written original things. But I remember when I left teaching, when I left the one of the classes, what they basically did, because students couldn't be bothered to actually write me a goodbye letter, the teacher just wrote on the board a message like, "Goodbye, Chris, it was fun," and then everyone just copied it down, wrote their name, and that was their message. But there's like a telltale sentence from everyone that went to my English club. This book that I've just read out from is from English club, and they all use the sentence, "It was fun to club together."
Yes.
Which the teacher wrote on the board, so suggesting the teacher themselves might not have got the grammatical nature of the sentence correct. Let it be known, many teachers in Japan that do teach English are not that good.
Good at English.
It's a secret. Don't tell anyone, even though every single teacher, foreign teacher in Japan knows that. I once had an English teacher I worked with who was lovely but couldn't speak a word of English. Don't know how they got that job.
Isn't that incredible?
It is. Like I think all English teachers in Japan should be sent abroad for like 6 months or 3 to 6 months, just so they can experience it. You do work with teachers in Japan who have never been abroad. Never been abroad in Japan. Doesn't work, does
it? Only in Japan.
There you go. It was fun to club together with my students.
It's been fun to club together with you in a studio for once before you chip off.
That's right. I am going back to Japan soon, isn't it?
He's off.
I'm off soon. But before we do that, Pete and I are in the studio together.
We're
today.
Amish now.
Pete and I are Amish now. We're going to be reading out some crazy travel stories.
A
week ago, I asked you guys on Twitter to send in your travel stories, things that happened to you in Japan that are weird, strange, amusing. And we've got about 300 messages and stories from people. We've gone through them and we've pulled out a few. And today, like last week, we're going to be reading a few because they are amazing. Honestly, the quality of the stories is better than I could ever imagine. So thank you to all of you for sending your stories in. What have we got, Mr. Donaldson? Let's begin.
We've got one from Jamie. Let me just turn my phone into the landscape mode rather than the portrait.
Very good.
Hi, Chris and Pete. I visited Tokyo with some people in 2015. We went to the Tokyo Tower one day and the One Piece indoor theme park that's there.
One Piece. It's like a famous anime manga.
Yeah, he wears a little strap, doesn't he?
That's right.
A little boy.
Pirates, isn't it?
Little boy. Is it all about pirates?
It's about pirates, I think.
One of the exhibits was a 4D cinema where you would watch a cool short CGI film of some of the characters from the show having a bit of a punch-up. It being a 4D experience, they told us about some of the effects like smoke and water that would come from the screen. We went into the screen and the movie started. The smoke-up machines go off, some water gets sprayed in our direction and the room started shaking. It was all quite fun until the screen abruptly went black and the film stopped. Someone came into the screen apologising and asked us to come out. We thought it might be a problem with the projection until it asked us and everyone else to sit on the floor. Turns out the shaking wasn't from the 4D experience, but it was actually an earthquake, which I thought was hilarious, but one of my friends seemed to be a bit scared by. After it was deemed safe to go back into the business as usual, we went back at the screen to start the movie over again. It was still fun, but not as good without the earthquake. Thanks for reading, Jamie.
Wow.
That's wonderful.
A 4D experience combined with an earthquake. That's like a 16D experience.
That's wonderful. What are the chances of that happening? Very rare, I imagine.
I don't think it could be any better unless a pipe burst and water flooded the room.
Started flooding the room, yeah.
And then 4D experience pirates. And an earthquake.
I do like those 4D things.
Does that feel like it could be a metaphor one day? It's like a 4D experience and an earthquake. What situation would you need for that sentence to work?
It was a 4D experience and...
It was like a 4D experience in an earthquake.
Well, I went to the Earthquake Museum in Kobe and they had one of those things. They didn't shake the room, though. They didn't boom shake the room, as Willard Smith once sang. It was very much just lights and videos. Endless videos. The guy was like going, "Do you want to watch this video?" "No, I've watched 15 videos since we came in here."
Learn more about the earthquake.
Yeah, I want to look at all the stuff
I've
that people left behind.
For those who haven't been, there is an earthquake museum in Kobe, and they have a room, don't they, where the room shakes.
We were running late. I was like, I can't be doing with another video. So
I thought of an example. You can't drive, can you?
No.
If you were driving a car around, being a passenger in a car with Pete Donaldson driving it, it would be like a 4D experience in an earthquake.
There'd be danger. There'd be swearing. I'd probably smash into animals, and they'd be caught in the fender and the radiator.
And above all, there'd be Coolish ice cream.
Yes, in every possible compartment in the car.
The next one is from Clayton. He says, hey guys, I stopped at a dango stand whilst climbing Mount Takao. Dango is like a sticky, chewy rice sweet. It's very nice. It looks like a lollipop.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's disgusting. Really,
shut up, Pete.
That's horrible.
You know nothing, Pete.
It looks like caramel and it tastes like soy sauce. It's disgusting.
It's the best thing ever.
Go to hell, dango.
Go to Japan. Try dango.
Go to hell.
Sticky, sweet rice cake. It's a joy. And it tastes healthy. Anyway, I stopped at a dango stand whilst climbing Mount Takao and I was asked by the cute Japanese girl working there which flavour I wanted, golden or black sesame. I wanted to ask her which flavour she liked better, but my Japanese wasn't very good. Although I knew the word you and like. So I pointed at both the dango and her and said, "Anata wa suki desu," which means I like you in Japanese.
No.
She giggled at me and pointed at the golden sesame dango. Then I realised what I just said. And that was the time I accidentally confessed to a complete stranger that I liked her. Clayton.
Did you get... Did you get a number or something? I don't know.
One thing's for sure. He got a golden sesame dango.
What's that, Denwa Bango? Is that it? No.
Denwa Bango is telephone number.
Yes. Petey remembers something.
Denwa Bango Dango. Well done, Clayton.
Stop bothering people at work. They just try to work. Stop confessing your love.
That's the phrase of the day. I like you.
I like you.
If you're in Japan next time, ladies and gentlemen, go up to someone and just say,
That's nice.
And see what happens
next. Daisuki is a stronger kind of love.
It's love. Skidus means like, daisuki means love.
Whoa, daisuki.
Aishiteru means really love. Aishiteru. Well, it's just a verb, but...
Aishiteru.
Exactly.
Coolish desu.
Get that phrase... Get all the phrases around love ready for the upcoming podcast about Valentine's Day.
Coming at you.
Hello, Crystal.
I knew that. I didn't have to skip to the end of that email because Crystal says, my name is Crystal, at the start of the email. So thank you, Crystal, for that. I'm currently an
Assistant language teacher.
Living in super countryside, Hokkaido.
Super countryside.
Yeah, it's not really a travelling story, but more of a weird thing that happened while living in Japan. I was at a farewell party when suddenly I got a call from my supervisor. He tells me that the police found a foreigner walking around and needed help translating. Now, keep in mind, this is at night at the end of January in Hokkaido, so that means snow, and more snow. I go to the police station, I introduce myself. She tells me, I kid you not, I'm a pilgrim! She also hands over a note that's written only in hiragana, explaining her pilgrim background. Basically, she travels by foot, and at night she asks people at shrine/temples if she can eat and stay the night. If there's no shrine or temple, she knocks on people's doors until someone lets her in. She says, worst case scenario, she just keeps walking. I translated to the police, and they said that usually in these areas, Japanese people aren't that willing to let someone in their home because we are so countryside, or super countryside, as Crystal said earlier. She retorted back saying that she has never been told no in her 10 years of being a pilgrim. The police were very concerned, naturally, because it's cold and snowy in Hokkaido. She said it was nothing compared to her home in the US. Then she demanded to know if anyone was going to let her stay, because otherwise she needed to leave to go to the next city, which is about a 45-minute drive away from us. We made a few calls and were able to find a couple willing to let her crash for the night. I'm not sure when or how the next morning ended up, though. Honestly, she was quite rude about the whole ordeal, but oh well, definitely a weird story in my books. Crystal, what a strange rude
woman. That's a really weird story.
The entitlement of the pilgrim.
Who is this? I mean, I've met Mormons and Christian missionaries going around Japan. Yeah. They're always very friendly, very nice. I'm always amazed where they end up. I remember I was in the absolute middle of nowhere in North Japan once. I just bumped into some Mormons walking down the road. And I was like, oh, what are you doing? They're like, oh, we're travelling around Japan teaching people the Book of Mormon. I'm like, oh, okay. Mm. But.
But
pilgrim? It's very vague, isn't it? I'm a pilgrim.
Yeah.
I'm a pilgrim. Where's my house? Give me accommodation.
That encapsulates a lot, I fear. Never mind.
This is a weird situation. I think I would have lost my temper.
Would you really?
Well, yeah, because they're like, I want a free house.
Some of the residents might lose their tempura.
That's right.
They'd have to give it to her because she's hungry. Give some food, let me sleep on your floor.
Well, at least they found somewhere for said pilgrim.
How do you even begin to sort of find... Do you just find... Who's the most altruistic person I know in this community? I'll give them a ring, see if they can find a house for a rude American woman.
Well, better the pilgrim than me.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. People in Japan are, you know, pretty shy. You're walking through a neighbourhood. It's pretty unlikely someone's going to welcome you in and then just be like, oh, yeah, stay in my house. I never met you, but you're a pilgrim, so you must be good.
How weird.
Definitely I bet not a murderer.
To be honest, I bet that pilgrim's got some stories. I wouldn't mind to hear some of those.
Just hope they don't release a podcast, because that'd be some serious competition. A pilgrim in Japan.
I know, right?
Hi, guys. I was once in Abashiri in Hokkaido. A middle-aged lady came up to me while I was sitting down somewhere, eating my lunch, and started a conversation. At some point, she asked if she could touch my hair. Ooh. I'm a ginger, by the way. And she just wouldn't stop patting and stroking my head while looking like she had the time of her life. I never expected such forwardness from a sober Japanese. Kind regards, Linus.
Linus, can we stroke your hair? You sound magnificent.
So is that
you
discrimination, or is that just someone who just likes ginger hair?
It's I guess at certain parts in Japan you would never see anybody with red hair. It must be like seeing an alien.
But to touch somebody's hair,
yeah.
To quote that, she just wouldn't stop patting and stroking my head whilst looking like she had the time of her life.
But that's it's such stress relief,
isn't it?
It's such
stress relief head.
But it's such an intimate kind of weird thing to sort of ask. The complaint that a lot of African Americans or black people state is that when that people will just come over and touch your hair, and it's like, do people really do that? That's insanity. How very forward. No one's touching my hair.
What would happen if some Japanese person just came up to you and was like, oh, kaminoki wa sawatte ii desu ka? Can I touch your hair?
They would know exactly how much hairspray I have in it, which is a lot.
Yes, yeah. You have bought out Shockwaves.
I bought out a company called Big Hair. That was my brand. It was an American brand, I believe. It was Big Hair, and it was like super strength hairspray. We're not talking your L-Net, extra strong 5. They're usually rated out of 5. This was like spraying super glue into my hair.
So you use hairspray?
Yeah.
Every day?
Yep.
Is that why your hair has so much definition?
I'm so, like, I feel like somebody out of a band in the 80s.
Well, you look like someone out of Goodfellas with the swept back hair look going on.
Yeah, it's just my hair is very thin and it just goes all over the place. It's got a life of its own, so it has to be tamed with the strongest glue known to humanity. But I used to buy this Big Hair stuff, which I think was American, and it went out of business. They went out of business. I can't help but think that was something to do with me, but I was stockpiling, knowing fully well that it was really hard to get hold of from Superdrug, and you had to buy, and I actually bought some bottles on eBay, £35 per bottle.
Bloody hell.
From America. Insanity.
Expensive. And yet, just look at you now.
Just look at me now. Testament. Take a look at me now, baby.
Money well spent.
Touch my hair.
I'm not touching anything.
Touch everything.
Don't you dare take that out of context and put it as another sound clip, one of your naughty sound clips on your computer.
Peter's naughty sound clips. Right, it's time for this.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly. Seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we'll weigh around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? Mine's pretty low after coming back from the craziness of WrestleMania, too many body slams and all that. And I'm pretty jealous of my co-host Chris, who seems to have been exploring Japan's most isolated hotel. He's definitely winning in the relaxation race, but I'm determined to catch up with him. It can be easy to get swept up in social gatherings and spread ourselves too thin, but with therapy, you can learn to prioritize your time and recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Japan today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Japan.
From Jennifer. Hey, Jennifer, you're the best. Hi, Chris and Pete. Thanks for the podcast and congratulations on the epic cycle. Chris, I have an amusing tale from a journey on the Shinkansen during my first visit to Japan in 2015. We were heading on the Tokaido line back to Tokyo at the end of a month-long trip. It was a quiet carriage, not too many people. After half an hour out of Tokyo, we became aware of a low background noise in the carriage. We initially thought that it was coming from the train speaker system. Maybe somebody had left the mic on and there was a muffled background conversation being broadcast. Then the noise became a little more rhythmical, like a pant. The volume then seemed to increase and the pant became a moan coming from somewhere behind us. I peeked through the little gap between the headrests and could see across the aisle and two rows back a little old gentleman with earphones who was intently glued to his tablet. The sound was coming from the tablet.
What could it be?
He seemed oblivious to the fact that everyone else could hear this. Still spying through the seats, I saw a young guy directly behind the elderly gent standing up and looking over the gent's shoulder at the tablet. The gent was unaware that this was happening. The young guy smiled and quietly sat down. There was a little bit of sniggering going on in the carriage now, and the elderly gent finally became aware of his predicament. He started fumbling with the tablet and the earphones, trying to shove the jack into the device properly. All to no avail, the female moans emanating from the tablet had now morphed into over-the-top porn screams. What to do? The elderly gent was frantically trying to sort out the technology and failing dismally. Should we assist?
Hang on. Wow. Before the story continues, what's going on here?
There's a man, and he is watching illicit sexual behaviour on his tablet, and he has noticed, due to the rumbling of the carriage and probably his slightly older state of mind, that the jack, the audio jack, the 3.5mm audio jack has popped out of his device, and now the speaker has taken over in said tablet and spraying filth on the Shinkansen vestibule. So,
what was this man thinking?
Just at that moment, the young woman with the refreshment trolley came through the carriage. Seemingly nonplussed, the attendant wheeled her trolley past the elderly pervert. I'm adding the word pervert there, and very quickly realised what was going on. Is this a common occurrence? She calmly took the tablet, clicked the earphones in the socket and continued on. The elderly gent was visibly mortified, and rightly so. He sunk as low as possible into his seat and hid the tablet. After an uneventful 30 minutes more, he pulled into Tokyo Station and the elderly gent got up quickly, hat pulled low and scurried out. The Shinkansen is awesome, but that trip will always be the most memorable.
Good Lord.
Cheers, Jennifer. I mean, watching pornography in public is an assault, and it is massively against the law. So you occasionally sort of see stories of women reporting that men are just watching porn on the train, and it happens more than you care to report, really.
This is pretty disgusting stuff.
It's pretty foul, isn't it?
And this was 2015.
He couldn't have got up immediately, I imagine. for medical reasons.
So many things about this story annoy me.
Take it to the toilet.
I think you could get away with that.
Take it to the roomy toilets of the Shinkansen. Remembering, of course, that Shinkansen chairs in a three actually turn round at the press of a button, so you could just turn around and go, "Oi, mate! Not the time nor the place, buddy. Put your porn away."
Swivel the chairs around to reveal his startled face.
It's not like you can see anything. It's all bloody censored anyway over there.
What a disgusting man. Christ. We've got an email here from Joey.
Yes.
I know that because the email starts Joey Des. Hi, Pete and Chris. Joey Des from the Philippines. I'm an annual traveller to Nihon, so this one thing happened during my first trip in Japan. Me and two other friends stayed in Kyoto City for a week. We would always walk around the city until midnight, checking out all the convenience stores around town and hanging out by the riverbank. So one night, we're out to pass the usual corner street going back to our hostel, and from afar, we saw a strange figure of what appears to be a person standing on the middle of the sidewalk, wearing a kimono, but it was not moving at all.
Ooh,
we were the only
spooky
ones around at that time. So we just decided to keep on walking, but then my friend froze.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry, Chris. I'm just watching something on my tablet. I've just Googled sex noises on YouTube. Sorry, mate. It's fine. It's fine. Go on. Continue the email.
Anyway, so we just decided to keep on walking, but then my friend froze and said, "It looks like a headless person." Shh.
Oh.
We all froze, thinking that we were in a situation straight out of a Japanese horror film. But then we saw a cyclist passing by the figure like it was nothing. We decided to walk closer to it and finally saw that it was just a headless mannequin wearing a kimono, like you do. Why the heck would you put that in the middle of the sidewalk at midnight? Good job scaring our poor kokoros, which means heart in Japanese.
Aww.
Scaring our poor hearts. Ha ha, that's my strangest story so far, Joey Des.
That's frightening, and what would be more frightening is the head being on it, I think.
Well, isn't that the head you kicked into the...
I know you like kicking
mannequin heads into rubbish machines.
Kicking their mannequin heads.
That's kind of creepy, though. At what point somebody thought, I know, let's take a mannequin doll, put it in an elaborate, expensive kimono and stick it in the middle of a sidewalk in Kyoto, headless.
At dark time.
What time is it? At dark.
We cycled through Kyoto at dark, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. I didn't see any headless mannequins.
No.
We
went through
just
the red
rain
light
in
district.
My face.
Red light district. You couldn't see anything.
We went through red light district.
We did, yeah. We popped a wheelie, went, "Hello, girls." Check out this
red light district. It was just a district that had red lights. I don't think it was anything.
Oh, right. You said it was the red light district.
Well, yeah,
I didn't
red
know
lights
it
everywhere. It wasn't the red light district. It just had red lights.
Okay. How I remember the word kokoro is there was a band called Kokorozi, which makes me think that they might have something to do with the word kokoro.
Kokoro.
Because it's a band close to my heart.
Kokoro. Word of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, kokoro. Sounds like cock-a-doodle-doo. It's the easiest way to remember kokoro.
Kodomo. Is that child? Boy?
Kodomo is child.
Yes. And I remember that because it's a little bit like Komodo the dragon. But
it
backwards.
Is.
A little baby Komodo dragon.
You're a genius.
I am a genius. Thank you. Finally. Tennessee. Dustin from Tennessee has got in touch.
He read out Tennessee as if that was Dustin's name.
I thought it was Tennessee Williams.
Tennessee from Dustin.
Cat on a hot tin roof. Hey, fellas, I heard your recent oddball taxi driver story on the podcast and I figured I'd share one off my
own. Wait. What recent oddball taxi driver
story? The Oppai Pear Man.
Okay.
On the way to the restaurant that man was shot in.
Quick recap. Pete and I were in a taxi.
Mm.
We had a taxi driver who was a little bit odd. He had like melons and pears and shit all over his dashboard.
Melons and pears.
In his taxi. And he picked up like a melon and was like, "Smell my melon!" And we were like...
It was weird, wasn't it?
No. He made us try and smell the melons. We got out.
Yeah.
And that was the end of that experience.
And then he went, "Oh, pie."
Beware the taxi drivers of Kobe.
Pretending the pears were boobies. And I was like, my ears were pricked up at that point. I was like, "Oh, he just said boobies." Hey, fellas. So after a long night of drinking copious amounts of chuhais and habu sake shots.
Snake sake, I believe. Could be wrong there.
Don't be silly.
That's
bloody
sake
snake.
Sake with snake poison in it.
Disgusting. Me and three other Marines pile into a local Okinawan cab and ask the driver to get us back to base. We go down the road about 1 mile when he says in broken English, "Marines, party, party!" Which leads to a few Marines screaming in outbursts, "Hell yeah, party, honcho!" He then said, "Okay, we party." And then he turned on the front dash LCD screen of the cab, and to all our unsuspecting eyes, he played Japanese pornography right there in front of us all. It was well into mid-scene. So he had to have been watching it while waiting for a fare. I laughed, the driver laughed, Submarine laughed so hard to the point he puked in the cab, but we all made it back safely. Best cab driver ever. Anyway, hope you enjoyed it. Love the podcast and the channel. Keep up the tremendous work. Dustin from Tennessee. Something similar happened to me. He went, yeah, we party, and he turned on a load of Lady Gaga songs.
That's exactly what you listen to in your
car.
Was this in Japan?
Yeah, I was in Tokyo. I got an illegal cab, and he was wearing a funny hat. He looked a little bit like an elderly One Piece main guy out of One Piece.
Would you rather listen to Lady Gaga or see some Japanese porn mid-scene in a taxi?
Oh, it's a bit awkward, isn't it? I think it'd be more awkward if you were alone.
As crap as the other.
Maybe the guy on the train was the porno boy.
That's a good point. That'd be amazing if these two stories were linked. The porno guy, man. The weird old guy on the train,
Johnny
porn
Vision,
is actually a cab driver in Okinawa. Could the stories be connected?
I used to be in a band called One Eyed Willy, which is based on the film The Goonies, and one of our songs was called Johnny Porno Vision. We weren't very good.
Was that story going somewhere?
No, I just thought a man who just constantly needs pornography in his life.
That's Pete.
Johnny Porno Vision. Johnny Porno Vision. Yeah, we've reached the end of another set. You might think, guys, who are listening to this, that I'm the dirty one.
You are. You literally played the sound of
Chris
sex
Broad
off YouTube.
Sex off YouTube.
On the podcast. Don't be offended, ladies and gentlemen. It was just some weird video off YouTube.
It was just
some ASMR video.
Yeah, they do a lot of that. Do you ever listen to ASMR to try and get off to sleep with the emphasis on off?
I only listen to the Natsuki ASMR video.
Oh, yeah, he's doing like...
For those of you listening, wondering what that... ASMR is that thing where people just make silly noises on video and people listen to it and fall asleep. Mm. We made one with Natsuki.
Yes.
We thought we'd jump on the bandwagon, exploit the phenomena, and we just had Natsuki reading out names of celebrities in a cool, calm, Japanese-English voice. Just type in Natsuki ASMR Japanese into YouTube. It'll come up and it'll be the best 5 minutes ever, and afterwards you'll feel calm and you'll be able to do anything.
Yeah, I
guaranteed.
Think so. Massively. I like it when they do the they sort of run their fingers through hairbrushes.
They do the hairbrush.
They do the hairbrush bit. What was that DJ they called you? DJ Dududa, or his name is. In your book, didn't one of the kids call you DJ Dududa or something?
What about?
It was something weird like Big VIP DJ, man.
Oh, yes. Going back to the book again.
Yeah.
This podcast has come full circle. We've gone back to the book.
We'll finish on this.
Have written for me our favourite message. I'm trying to find it. Where is it?
DJ Duda. It's not like DJ Duda, VIP.
One of the students gave me a weird name.
Mm. I think it was at the front.
Oh, yeah, here it is.
Yeah.
Here it is. Dear Chris. And a student wrote this as their goodbye. Mm. I taught them for 1.5 years. They said this goodbye. They said, Dear Chris. Hello, Chris. There was both Dear Chris and Hello Chris.
Dear Chris. Hello, Chris.
I was sport for choice. Thank you so far. It was always fun. Watch for a body. It will become big. VIP VIP de big. VIP de big. There's no, I don't know what that means still.
No, not a clue.
Take care, Bebe from Takahashi.
Banging.
VIP de big.
VIP
thank
de
you
big.
For listening this week, guys, and thank you to everyone who sent their stories in. We'll be back same time next week. But for now, no matter where you might be out there in the big wide world, have a good one. Enjoy.
Cut my life into pieces.
Started end with that.
This boy.
You cannot wait to leave London, can you? You just can't.
I can't wait to get on the British Airways flight tomorrow. Or whatever it is.
Bon voyage. Is that the sound of you removing your cagoule?
Sharp.
Disgusting.
It was cool.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit. And he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we're way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.